Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 9 p.m. here on the 28th of April, Eastern Standard Time. How's everybody's weekend been? Did you have a good weekend? Did you get out there and do some activities, family activities, going to the park, riding your bike? I know here in Ontario, Southern Ontario, it rained for a good part of the morning, but then the rain did hold off for the rest of the day, and it was mild outside, so it was a good day to get the kids out there, running around, playing around. I did do a show this morning, so I'm doing a show tonight. You know, like I said, the other day too, you know, I upgraded my system and everything to do a podcast, and things don't come cheap. And, you know, I might as well, you know, get my money's worth out of it, you know, and get out here and do more shows. Now, I did, you know, talk about a little bit about the fast food industry and the stats. What is going on with that? But I also, you know, I could have come out and said, "Hell, you know, okay, I could have continued the show." I think the show went on for 45 minutes and stuff like that. But anyways, so with the fast food industry, you know, the consumption, talked about that, this morning as well. 2 years ago, here are some key facts. 2 years ago, so 2022, 1 in 8 people in the world were living with obesity. Worldwide, adult obesity has more than doubled since 1990, and the adolescent obesity has quadrupled. And in 2022, 2.5 billion adults 18 years and older were overweight, and of these, 890 million were living with obesity. And in 2022, 43% of adults aged 18 years and over were overweight, and 16% were living with obesity. And in 2022, 37 million children under the age of 5 were overweight. Over 390 million children and adolescents aged 5 to 19 years were overweight, and in 2022, including 160 million who were living with obesity. That's worldwide. Why are we not sounding the alarm on this? Why are they not calling this a crisis? I have no idea. You know, we're acting on crisis right now. I mean, we're acting on a homeless crisis. We're acting on the lack thereof of housing, which is a crisis. You know, we're not throwing enough money into our healthcare system here across all provinces here in Canada and the territories. We're happy to throw billions of dollars, you know, into manufacturing. We're talking billions of dollars, you know, starting to build these electric battery facilities for the electric cars, and we're talking billions, we're not talking millions. No, government has no problem doing that. So what is it? Overweight is a condition of excessive fat deposits. Obesity is a chronic complex disease defined by excessive fat deposits that can impair our health. Obesity can lead to increased risk of type 2 diabetes and heart disease. It can affect the bone health and reproduction. It increases the risk of certain cancers. Obesity influences quality of living, such as sleeping and moving. Now, when it comes to the World Health Organization, the WHO defines overweight and obesity as follows. The overweight is the body mass index, also known as the BMI, greater than or equal to 25, and obesity is the BMI, body mass index, greater than or equal to 30. You can use this as a guideline for yourself. You can Google search the BMI calculator, put it in your height and weight. It's a guide. Children under the age of 5. For children under age of 5, overweight is weight for heights greater than 2 standard deviations above WHO child growth standards. So obesity is weight for heights greater than 3 standard deviations above the WHO child growth standard median. So children aged between 5 and 19 years, overweight and obesity are defined as follows. For children aged 5 to 19 years, overweight is a BMI age for age greater than 1 standard deviation above the WHO reference median, or 2 standard deviations. Obesity is greater for the WHO growth reference median. So anyways, other facts about overweight and obesity, because, you know, I was talking about the fast food industry this morning and how many fast food restaurants that are out there. And of course, the United States leads the way. Over 200,000 fast food restaurants throughout the United States. In 2022, 2 years ago, 2.5 billion adults aged 18 years old were overweight. 800 million adults were living with obesity. This corresponds to 43% of adults aged 18 years and older, and 43% of men and 44% of women who were overweight. And an increase from 1990, when 25% of adults aged 18 years of age or older were overweight. So as a prevalence of overweight varied by region from 31% in the World Health Organization Southeast Asia region and the African region to 67% in the region of the Americas. Now, about 16% of adults aged 18 years and older worldwide were obese in 2022. The worldwide prevalence of obesity more than doubled between 1990 and 2022. Causes of overweight and obesity, there are a lot of variables and factors and everything that goes into this. Common you know, common health consequences. The health risks caused by overweight and obesity are increasingly well documented and understood. So 2019, you know, the higher optimal BMI caused an estimated 5 million deaths from non-communicable diseases, such as cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cancer, neurological disorders, chronic respiratory diseases, and digestive disorders. Prevention and management. Overweight and obesity, as well as the related non-communicable diseases, are largely preventable and manageable. At the individual level, people may be able to reduce the risk by adopting preventative interventions on each step of their life cycle, starting from the preconception to continue during the early years. Well, at our individual level, we can make that choice whether we want to go to McDonald's 3 times a day or we want to go to McDonald's 5 times a week or 7 days a week. You know, we as adults, we can make these decisions. Prevention and management. So what can the food industry do? Well, they can play a significant role in promoting healthy diets. Reduce the fat, sugar, and salt content of processed foods. You know that they're not going to do this. They won't do it because they want you to keep eating it. They want to keep selling their product. They know that you're going to buy it. Ensuring that healthy and nutritious choices are available and affordable to all consumers. Again, you know they're not going to do this. Restricting marketing of foods high in sugar, salt, and fats, especially those foods aimed at children and teenagers. You've got your advertisements of pizza and Fast Eddie's and McDonald's and Burger King, and you got Skip the Dishes and Uber Eats and everything else like that. Just makes it so convenient for you, you know, to get this food delivered to your house because you don't want to get off the couch and go get it. And of course, when it comes to marketing directed towards children, the children's cereal that is so highly processed and full of sugar. Parents should be upset about that because you can't advertise tobacco and alcohol towards children. But these other substances that are dangerous to our health, of these sugars and all the other all the processing that goes into it, and all the additives and preservatives they put into this, into the children's cereals, but yet parents still go to the grocery store and they buy it because the kids want it. And as parents, we can make better choices for our kids. Now, the World Health Organization's response has recognized the need to tackle the global obesity crisis is an urgent manner. It has been an urgent manner for many years. But what are we doing about it? Why is the obesity rate and overweight weight still increasing? And it's going to get worse. The World Health or the World Health Assembly global nutrition targets aiming to ensure no increase in childhood overweight. And the NCD target to halt the rise of diabetes and obesity by 2025. Really? Well, we're in 2024. And this was all endorsed by the WHO, by the World Health Organization member states. They recognize that the accelerated global action is needed to address the pervasive and the corrosive problem of the double burden of malnutrition. Now, I guess the 75th World Health Organization Assembly in 22 member states demanded that adopted new recommendations for the prevention and management of obesity, endorsed the World Health Organization Acceleration Plan to Stop Obesity. Well, since its endorsement, the acceleration plan has shaped the political environment to generate needed for sustainable change, create a platform to shape, streamline, and prioritize policy, support neighboring countries to drive things like that. So anyways, you know, here in Canada, I think 2019, Canada changed its food guide. Eliminated dairy. Knocked the dairy right off the shelf and on the floor. Aiming for whole food, plant-based. That's the Canadian food guide at this point in time. People following it? I don't really know. People are going to eat what you're going to eat. And when you're going to eat it. And for what reasons why you eat it. We eat a lot of junk food because we're happy. It makes us feel good. We eat a lot of, you know, junk food and highly processed foods and fast foods because we're feeling down. Try to eat it to feel good. Or we just eat it in general because it's convenient. So I really don't know what to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're in charge of our health. Your health is on you. I mean, are you going to go back and blame the food industry for your health problems? You know, if you go to McDonald's and you get a Big Mac meal, that's 1,120 calories. To get a single Big Mac is 550 calories. A double Big Mac is nearly 800 calories, probably around 750 calories for a double Big Mac. The effects of fast food and the body. Well, the popularity of the fast food, swinging through the drive-through or hopping into your favorite fast food restaurant, may happen more often than some of us would like to admit. 36.6% of the United States adults ate fast food on any given day. That amount was nearly the same for children and adolescents. And why is that? Because the adults are feeding it to the children. And that's at 36.3%. Often of them eating fast food on any given day. Some of the effects that people experience, maybe not everybody experiences it, headache, depression, acne, dental distress, heart disease or stroke, shortness of breath, high cholesterol, weight gain, high blood pressure, blood sugar spike, extra calories, insulin resistance, bloating and puffiness. We can all be prone to this if we just keep eating all this fast food garbage. So stop eating fast food. You know, 8 in 10 Americans eat fast food at least once a month, and half eat it every week, according to this Gallup poll. Yet most people who eat fast food know it's bad for them. So why keep doing it? Is the answer this simple? The benefits of eating fast food outweigh the long-term implications for most people? And the reasons why all these trips to the drive-thru may be slowly harming you? You may just want to stop eating fast food after all. Fast food makes you fat. These aren't just, 8-week studies. These studies have been done over 20 years. Over 3,000 people found that eating fast food is linked to weight gain and insulin resistance. Fast food makes you fat and increases your risk of type 2 diabetes. You probably know that already. But here's something else you may not know. It's addictive. Of all the salt and sugar and oils they put in this stuff to keep you coming back for more. The more you eat of this fast food, the more you crave it. Studies found that fast food is a potentially addictive substance that is most likely to create dependence in vulnerable populations. If you eat fast food once a week or more, you may be addicted to it. Fast food eggs are definitely not the breakfast of champions. Oh, your favorite breakfast sandwich. Oh, the McMuffin. Breakfast sandwiches as fast food restaurants are a true modern marvel. The egg sandwich at Subway, or is it Tim Hortons, or maybe Dunkin' Donuts? I know I'm not American, so maybe, I don't know if they just sell coffee and donuts still. Probably not. They probably got a breakfast sandwich, so you can go through that drive-thru and get that egg, cheese, and bacon. Breakfast sandwiches, fast food restaurants, are true modern marvels of chemistry. The egg sandwich at Subway, for example, has ingredients like glycerin, which is found in soap, a type of silicone found in silly putty and many lubricants. Fast food is affecting your kids, not just yourself. Childhood obesity has more than doubled in children and tripled in adolescents in the past 30 years. Kids have an amazing ability to recall ads. They've seen fast food marketers know this and design ads accordingly. Research shows strong associations between increase in advertisement for non-nutritious foods and rates of childhood obesity. They know how to trigger that memory bank in children. Fast food burgers don't have much burger in them. Studies have found that fast food burgers are composed of about 50% water, and the actual meat content is about 2.1 to 14.8%. So what makes up the rest of it? Chemical fillers, preservatives, mostly. That's why we see and read horror stories about burgers that don't go bad. Fast food chicken nuggets, or even nastier than burgers. Many chicken nuggets as fast food restaurants contain a chemical preservative called TBHQ, which causes nausea, vomiting. Some contain stuff like Silly Putty. The Silly Putty nuggets don't deter you from eating them. Maybe this will. Patties are still made from a mechanically separated chicken. That's how McDonald's make them. How do you think they have so many of these McNuggets? From mechanically separating chicken, which is slimy mixture that's created from the processed bones and carcass of leftover chicken. That's what you're feeding your kids when you go to McDonald's to get the McChicken. To get the McChicken sandwiches, even the McChicken nuggets. Fast food sodas are loaded with sugar. We all know this. High fructose corn syrup. It's a cheap sweetener most fast food restaurants use in their sodas, desserts, and many other products. And it really doesn't taste that good. We think it does. Maybe for that moment it tastes really good. Fast food burger, or one you cook that's straight off the grill, and for the money, I'd rather eat a delicious grass-fed beef burger. You know, than to cook one of the crappy fast food Presidio burgers. Well, from the fast food industry statistics, stop eating fast food. Fast food found the effects on 8 areas of the body, how can it affect your body. Well, of course, you know, we work hard, we're busy, we've got a ton of things on the plate, we've got too much on our plate, and you don't even know what you want to do, have a single thought when it comes for dinner. Kids really want pizza. Kids want burgers. Kids want Taco Bell. So it's a quickie. It's a quick swing through the drive-thru. Or skip the dishes or Uber Eats. DoorDash. Get it quick. Quick and cheaply. Consistently. Many fast restaurants focus on processing efficiency instead of serving quality nutritional foods. Well, but if burgers, French fries, and greasy breakfast sandwiches become centerpieces of your diet, they could take a serious toll on your health. Unhealthy diets increase your chances of developing depression, cancer, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and other chronic conditions. The history of fast food dates back almost a century, but the concept and some of America's most well-known fast food eateries really took off during the 1940s and 50s. And today it's become such a staple of culture that as many as 1 in 3 Americans eat fast food every single day. You know, fast food, when you see it, it's highly processed, mass produced, food that's prepared quickly, usually on a grill, in a fryer, in a microwave. Fast food restaurants follow very specific preparation methods to make sure you get the crispy, greasy fries you expect every time. That's what you want. That's why you go there. Why is it bad for you? We can go over this 10 times. Well, it raises your blood pressure. Increased blood pressure, which puts stress on your cardiovascular system. It's a factor for heart attack, stroke, and heart failure. Leave you bloated. Eating meals that are high in sodium, high in fat, or heavy refined carbohydrates, such as bread, buns, breading, all leave you feeling bloated. Drives up your cholesterol, and that's the LDL cholesterol, that's the bad cholesterol, which puts you at risk for heart disease. Contributes to digestive problems because there's no fiber. Bagels, muffins, anything breaded might be delicious, but the raw processed carbohydrates, the lack of fiber, leads to weight gain. If you go through the drive-thru and grab a value meal for dinner, chances you'll end up eating a bigger portion and higher calorie foods than you would if you're cooking at home. And that becomes a regular thing. All these extra calories add up to extra pounds. And when those calories are mostly from highly processed carbohydrates, you might end up feeling hungry again within a few hours, which leads you to be, you guessed it, even more extra calories than you get on the phone and you order a pizza. Then there's the sugar factor. Sugar is a major culprit in the obesity epidemic. It hides in a lot of foods, including drinks and sauces. Guess how much sugar is in your morning cafe mocha? Up to 25 grams. Or in that vanilla milkshake, up to 80 grams. If you make it a large, that's nearly 20 teaspoons of sugar. I've got into my favorite coffee store chain, Tim Hortons, and people order a large 5-cream, 5-sugar coffee. I've seen people order a medium-sized coffee with 5 creams and 5 sugars. It also drains your energy. It's a quick hit of refined high carbohydrates and sugar causes a spike in your blood sugar, which prompts your body to produce a surge in insulin too quickly. And to bring it down, the spike in crash cycle can leave you feeling tired and cranky. It affects your mood. When you eat a diet that's high in saturated fat, sodium, sugar, and refined carbs, you're not only getting too much of these things, but you're also missing out on a lot of other important nutrients, fruits and vegetables beyond the iceberg lettuce and tomato slices that come with fast food. Sandwiches are rich with vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and nourishments to your body. Fruits and vegetables. One of the 5 most unhealthy fast food, pizza. This is by the slice. The average slice of a pepperoni pizza contains about 680 milligrams of sodium, 12 grams of fat, including 5 grams of saturated fat and 300 calories. But who just eats one slice? 3 slices from that large pie provides more than 2,000 milligrams of sodium, almost the daily limit for average Americans in just one meal. Burgers and fries. A typical double cheeseburger and large fries provides about 1,200 calories and up to 1,700 milligrams of sodium. Make it a combo with a large soda and you'll top 1,500 calories. A cold cut combo, lunch meats tend to be loaded with sodium, saturated fat, the carcinogenic agents called nitrates and nitrites, which are known to increase the risk of certain cancers. 3 ounces of processed deli meat can pack up to 1,300 milligrams of sodium, even before you add the cheese and the bread and the chips. A hot dog. Well, you go to a hockey game, you go to a baseball game, you go to a NASCAR, basketball game. Got to get that Frankfurter hot dog, right? Got to have it. You know, without the condiments, contains more than half of your daily recommended saturated fat intake at 33% of your sodium intake. If you usually eat 2 hot dogs, it would be close to your day's allotment of the saturated fat and sodium. Oh, we like that chicken too. Mary Brown's, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Just 1 fried chicken breast from your favorite chicken place packs 500 or more calories, 34 grams of fat, 1,200 plus milligrams of sodium. Well, I guess we can just think before we eat it. Think about what you're eating. Think about what you're putting in your body on a daily basis. But thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm the host of the Truckers Podcast, FYI. Take care. Enjoy your Sunday evening. I will see you soon. Take care.